Fetterman challenges Plattner to prove he didn't send dick pics to minors. I will wear a suit every day. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 6, 2026. Senator John Fetterman, DPA, challenged Maine Democrat U.S. Senate candidate Graham Plattner to prove that he didn't send dick pics to minors, stating that he would wear a suit every day in the Senate if Plattner did so. While speaking to Fox News's Kayleigh McEnany on Saturday in America, Fetterman was asked about an interesting deal he had made, the New York Post reported. Fetterman suggested that Plattner could set the record clear regarding messages he sent to women early on his in marriage. "You proposed an interesting deal. You said, 'Let's make a deal, these are your words, I'll tell P. Hustle I'll wear a suit every day if he releases all those texts and messages that he has had with a dozen women,'" McEnany said. "Have you heard from him on this deal?" "No, of course I never heard from P. Hustle," Fetterman responded. But, what's strange with P. Hustle is, back in April, he was doing an interview on that pro-Hamas radio network, or whatever that thing is, and he said I'm the bane of his existence, and really was angry at how I dress. And, now I said, P. Hustle, here's a great chance, you can just prove that all these people that you were dropping those dick pics, and saying these things to were over 18. Now, I will wear a suit every day in the Senate. Fetterman added, "Now, you can set the record clear. And provide all those texts and all those conversations that you were having as a newlywed, just before you were going to run for the Senate." The comments from Fetterman come after a Wall Street Journal report revealed that Plattner's wife had admitted to his campaign that he had sent sexually explicit texts to several women early in their marriage. Plattner was also reported to have had an active account on Kik, a popular, private messaging app. Plattner's profile picture on the app showed a mirror selfie of him shirtless with a towel wrapped around his waist. A New York Times report also revealed that three women, who had previously had romantic relationships with Plattner, recalled instances of alleged patterns of heavy drinking and womanizing. One of the women, Lindsay Fifield, told the New York Times about one time when they had been arguing. Plattner allegedly twisted her arm behind her back, shoved her into a bedroom, and held the door closed from the other side. While Fifield stated that Plattner could be rough with her, she clarified that he never hit her.